What are you doing, New Year's? New
It's Eats and Beats Wednesday. It's New Year's Eve. We're looking at New Year's Eve traditions, New Year's Day food around the world. And so when I thought about Italy, I thought about my expert for Italian food from the little town of Niwot, Colorado, Howard Trepeda. Hey, good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Steve.
Hey, thanks for getting up. I know you have a big night planned for over there at Trepeda's. I looked up your menu, and you are right on the mark with all this food that portends good favor. I'm sure you were thinking about that when you put it together.
Of course.
You've got three courses. In the first course, the antipasti, what's this, the zuppa di cavolo?
Yeah, so, you know, we grew up with eating lentils every New Year's Eve and I want to share that with our guests, you know, and the small town in Niwot. So, you know, we make our homemade sausage, and we do a nice kale sausage lentil soup. And with this cold weather, you know, it's always nice to bring in the new year with some nice lentils.
Yeah, if you haven't been at Trepeda's, you know, they're as much a deli as a restaurant and a jazz club, but that's another story.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, now... let's moving on through the menu. What's the luckiest portion of the primi?
Oh, I would say it's the
maybe it's the pork shoulder.
Yeah, you know what brings luck into it. It's not only the menu items, but it's the spirits, it's the music, it's the family that comes around this whole package of the menu here. So we're bringing the new year in with my brother's band, and we also have some really nice champagne we're going to bring in to play and at the new year. And we also have... we're going to do the grape eating.
Well, yeah. Now tell us the story, because you were in Europe when you were introduced to the tradition of the midnight grapes.
Yes.
What happened?
You know, I was working with a guy from Madrid. He didn't speak much English, but we ended up spending a lot of time together in Holland, where we were working at a restaurant, and spent New Year's with him, and that was my introduction to the grape eating, and try to eat 12 grapes within the minute, bringing into the new year. And we're going to share that with our customers tonight. Everybody's going to have 12 grapes on their plates. So,
and Howard, this is Arturo. And, you know, the 12 grapes, supposedly, you're supposed to eat one with every stroke of the bells that chime at 12 midnight. That's the objective.
Yes, and try and do that tonight. I mean, you really got to force yourself to do that.
So. You just got to suck it down. You can't even chew on it.
Wow.
But, you know, talking about that, it should be fun to watch a room of 90 people trying to do that. I'm going to... I was talking to Steve yesterday, and I walked back into the kitchen. I said, let's make sure that every guest has 12 grapes tonight. So.
Nice, nice. Howard Trepeda from Trepeda's in Niwot. You also finish in your second course there, the secondi, right? The,
yes.
The bistecca male e monti. This is, of course, a little more lentils. You put a little more lentils into the menu.
Yes, the black lentils and the white asparagus. You know, that's...
it's beautiful. It sounds beautiful.
It's beautiful. And, yeah, I'm a little... the chef has prepared that, and I have yet to see that on the menu. So I'm looking forward to sitting down and eating that with my guests tonight. So,
you know what I like, Howard, most about what you said? You said it's the family and the people that you have around you that really make a New Year's Eve special.
Yes, yes. And tonight, like I said, I grew up with bringing music and dance into the new year. and let's share that with our customers. And, you know, it's one big family up here, so it's really nice to do.
Yeah, look forward to that. Thank you for sharing a little bit of your early New Year's Eve. I know you're getting things ready. Details at trepedas.com. That's TREPPEDAS. Because
yes,
there are a few of those Trepedas up there that want to welcome you in.
Thank you. And, hey, Happy New Year to Toro and Steve and Carlos and everybody at Kuvo. Look forward to a great year of food and music and family. So,
likewise. Thank you so much.
Hey, yeah. Howard, and before you know it, we'll be walking the street of downtown Niwot for another edition of Jazz on 2nd Avenue.
Yes, that's going to be the fifth year, and looking forward to it. Everybody seems to be looking forward to it. So,
yeah.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning and good health to you and your family.
Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right.